The 1908 U.S. presidential election, held on November 3rd, stands as a pivotal moment in American history, not only for its political outcomes, but also for the broader context of the time. This election was one of continuity, featuring a battle between two prominent figures of the early 20th century, William Howard Taft, the Republican nominee, and William Jennings Bryan, the Democratic challenger. The 1908 race is often regarded as a clear example of a landslide victory, and its significance can be better understood by examining the candidates, the electorate, and the state of the nation at the time. 1908 was a landslide. William Howard Taft was the chosen candidate of the Republican Party, selected to follow in the footsteps of Theodore Roosevelt, the outgoing president. Roosevelt, a larger-than-life figure, had completed two terms in office and was popular among the American people. However, he was constitutionally barred from running for a third consecutive term, leading to the elevation of his protege, Taft, who had served as Roosevelt's Secretary of War. Taft, who was known for his judicial temperament and experience, presented himself as a man of integrity and conservatism, promising to continue Roosevelt's progressive policies, but without Roosevelt's more flamboyant style. His platform included support for the continuation of Roosevelt's trust-busting efforts, regulation of corporations, and progressive taxation policies. William Jennings Bryan, who had run for president twice before, was once again the Democratic nominee in 1908. A fiery orator and staunch advocate for the working class, Bryan had gained national prominence during the 1896 election when he championed the Free Silver Movement. Despite his earlier attempts at securing the presidency, Bryan remained a figure deeply invested in the populist causes of the era, such as advocating for labor rights, agricultural interests, and the regulation of big business. In 1908, Bryan's platform was grounded in the belief that the U.S. government should address the economic inequalities created by industrialization. His message resonated with the working-class electorate and those who felt that Roosevelt's progressive agenda had left many of their concerns unaddressed. The electorate in the 1908 election was shaped by several key issues. A growing divide existed between urban and rural populations, with farmers and industrial workers expressing dissatisfaction with the policies of the wealthy elite and large corporations. The industrial boom of the late 19th and early 20th centuries had brought prosperity to many, but it had also resulted in widespread labor unrest, income inequality, and consolidation of economic power in the hands of a few. This economic inequality would become a key point of contention in the election. The growing power of the labor movement, exemplified by the rise of unions, and the increasing urbanization of the United States set the stage for the debate over how best to balance the needs of the working class with the interests of big business. In addition to economic concerns, the election was also influenced by the broader political context. Theodore Roosevelt's presidency had been marked by a vigorous pursuit of progressive reforms, including the regulation of railroads, trusts, and food safety. While Roosevelt's administration had made great strides in expanding the role of the federal government in addressing these issues, there was a sense that a new president would need to carry forward these efforts while ensuring the country did not veer too far left. Taft, as Roosevelt's successor, promised to uphold the progress made during Roosevelt's tenure, but without going as far as some of the more radical reforms that had been pushed by the left wing of the party. The state of the nation at the time of the election was one of relative prosperity, but there were underlying tensions. The economy, while growing, was not without its struggles. The industrialization of the country had brought significant wealth, but it had also created substantial inequalities. Labor strikes were common, and there were significant concerns about the working conditions in factories, mines, and railroads. At the same time, the U.S. was increasingly becoming a global power, having recently annexed the Philippines and exerting influence over Cuba and Puerto Rico. There was a sense that the country's political system needed to evolve in order to better address the complexities of a rapidly changing world. Taft's victory in the 1908 election was seen as a landslide by most observers. He won 51.6% of the popular vote, a solid margin over Bryan's 43%, and carried 28 states, compared to Bryan's 16. The 1908 election is often described as a landslide because of the breadth of Taft's victory in both the popular vote and the Electoral College. The result was especially notable because it was not just a matter of winning by a large margin in traditionally Republican states. Taft also secured key swing states, such as Pennsylvania, New York, and Ohio, which had been battlegrounds in previous elections. One of the ways in which the 1908 election can be considered a landslide is through the size of Taft's Electoral College victory. Taft won 321 electoral votes to Bryan's 162, a wide margin that reflected the broader political realignment taking place at the time. Taft's success in states that had been competitive in previous elections demonstrated the depth of his popularity and the effectiveness of his campaign. In particular, his ability to secure the endorsement of Roosevelt, who was still a powerful figure in the Republican Party, gave him a significant advantage in rallying voters. Another factor contributing to the perception of a landslide was the disarray within the Democratic Party. Bryan, despite his fervent populist following, was not able to effectively bridge the divisions within his own party. The Democrats were still struggling to reconcile their traditional agrarian base with the growing influence of urban workers, and Bryan's message, while resonating with some voters, failed to gain traction with others. Additionally, Bryan's failure to adapt his platform to the changing realities of American politics made it difficult for him to appeal to a broad cross-section of the electorate. The 1908 election also marked a moment in American politics when the power of the political machine was still substantial. In many states, particularly in the Northeast, political bosses and party organizations wielded significant influence over the outcome of elections. Taft's ability to secure the backing of these party organizations was a testament to his political skill and his ability to appeal to a broad range of Republican constituencies. The support of Roosevelt, who remained a popular figure even as he stepped down from the presidency, was another crucial element in securing the election for Taft. Roosevelt's endorsement gave Taft the credibility and political capital to carry the Republican mantle forward. In conclusion, the 1908 presidential election was a clear victory for William Howard Taft, who succeeded in securing a broad mandate from the American electorate. The landslide nature of his victory can be seen in the size of his Electoral College win, his success in key swing states, and the difficulties faced by his opponent, William Jennings Bryan. Taft's victory marked a continuation of Roosevelt's progressive policies, but it also highlighted the divisions within the Democratic Party and the challenges of addressing the complex social and economic issues of the time. The 1908 election was a critical moment in the history of American democracy, setting the stage for the political developments of the next decade.